Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Special guest, Minister Alfred Strickland.
So again, we want to give praises and glory to our Lord and our Savior, Christ Jesus. And I certainly thank you for the opportunity to be used as his vessel to bring the message this morning. Once again, all praise, glory, and honor goes unto him. And Father, even now as I come in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the unction of your Spirit, even the Spirit of Christ, Father, indeed, I pray right now that thou would forgive as only thou can forgive, and that indeed, Father, that thou would bring healing even in this place. Father, I pray indeed that you will anoint us afresh, that both the speaker and the hearer might be able to hear anew those words, indeed, certainly, that you have said unto us, that we might be able to live lives in accordance to your will. It is in Jesus' name we do pray and give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Our church anniversary is going to be on tomorrow, and really and truthfully, all of you are invited to come. We would love to have you. We're celebrating 7 years. We're still located in the school. And we are praying right now that the Lord will, you know, find a place for us, a building that we can build, that we can be in, and that we can share the gospel much like we're sharing the gospel here. Our theme is TGIF, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, TGIF. And that stands for Thank God I'm Forgiven. And as a result of that, all right, are we good? Are we good? Okay. Thank God I'm forgiven. And as a result of that, the title of this particular message is The Gift of Forgiveness Brings Healing. And we're going to start in a text that I'm pretty sure that you all are familiar with, and it's an Old Testament text. It's coming from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse.
Yes, amen.
And I give you a moment
That's
to get there. And it is our mantra, whatever, as far as starting as One Way Baptist Church. And we're definitely, you know, included in, yeah.
What scripture was that?
2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse.
Oh, amen.
All right. And like I said, I'm pretty sure you've heard it over and over again. I have too. But as I said before, let us hear it for the, let us hear it again for the first time. It reads as follows, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen, amen, amen. All right. And as I looked at that, I saw something, a order of things as far as that goes. And we'll talk a little bit more about that order. But looking at the fact that it says, I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So what that's telling me right there is the fact that forgiveness precedes healing. Forgiveness precedes healing. And there indeed, if we indeed seek God and ask for forgiveness, then he will heal us. Now, healing takes several different forms as far as that goes. There's spiritual healing and there is physical healing. And indeed, God in this particular passage is really and truthfully talking about both. He's talking about spiritual healing. And in that spiritual healing, what I see after going through all of this is that our relationship with God is in need of spiritual healing, and it begins by us asking for forgiveness.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.